Pfizer announced price increases for around 10% of its drugs starting in the new year. In July, it had pledged to postpone price rises in response to Donald Trump's rebuke of the pharmaceutical industry for alleged price gouging. A drug pricing plan that the president introduced in May remains largely unaccomplished.
A sovereign wealth fund in Abu Dhabi launched a lawsuit against Goldman Sachs for losses it incurred linked to the 1MDB scandal in Malaysia. America's Justice Department recently laid charges against two former employees of the bank. Goldman insists it knew nothing about their activities, but has acknowledged that it may face severe penalties.
American regulators fined Société Générale more than $1.3 billion for facilitating dollar transactions with several countries between 2003 and 2013 in violation of sanctions. It is the second largest penalty to be levied on a bank for breaching American sanctions, behind the $8.9 billion imposed on BNP Paribas, another French bank, in 2015.
Following a 9-hour meeting of its board, the Reserve Bank of India reached a compromise with the government and said it was willing to review both its transfer of surpluses to the public coffers and the rules that restrict lending at distressed state-controlled banks. This came after a month of politicking in which the government, facing an election next year, had put pressure on the central bank to intervene in the economy.
Stock markets had another choppy week as the broad sell-off in technology shares gathered steam, pushing the Nasdaq and S&P 500 indices closer to their lowest points of the year. Apple's market value has fallen dramatically since early August, when it broke the $1 trillion mark for the first time. It is now worth around $840 billion.
Cryptocurrencies also took a hammering, fueled by speculation that regulators are preparing to clamp down on the digital currency market. Bitcoin shed 10% in a day. It is now 80% below the peak of $19,800 it hit last December.
Britain's best-paid chief executive just got richer. Denise Coates, who turned her family's betting firm in her hometown of Stoke-on-Trent into Bet365, a private online gambling giant, is thought to have received £265 million, that's $352 million, in total annual compensation last year, according to the firm's accounts. That amounts to around 40% of the entire budget for Stoke City Council.